I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
One is Mark and John's the other. They're just friends. They are not lovers. It's two old queens. It's two old queens. They're just sassy, not that mean. Two old queens. It's two old queens. Now shut up.
Hello.
Welcome to Two Old Queens. I'm John Flynn.
I'm Mark Rennie.
Oh, and our guest today is already laughing. Mark.
She got a case of the giggles. It's actress and comedian, and she's a host of the podcast Natch Butte. It's Jackie Johnson.
Yay. I think y'all are some of the funniest people I've ever met.
Stop
That's
it.
Why I'm in this room.
That's why you're in this room.
Bedroom.
Thank
right
you.
Right now. Tasteful yellow color.
It's very it's calming, right?
Would you say it's calming? I used to have a yellow hallway.
That's nice.
I had one in New York, too.
I like a yellow hallway.
It sort of like brightens you up.
A little accent moment.
It's something for the hallway, which is like, oh, it's just a hallway. But it's like, no, you get a lift as you're going from one room to the other.
May I ask whose room this is?
This is the guest room
I was going to say, because this is a little bed, and this I was concerned that you sleep in a little bed. I might be a weird personality
really
quirk.
It's got a bunch of drawers with a mattress on it, really, is all it is.
We love a storage moment.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, we have to be practical in L.A., of course.
You've got to.
Wait, you brought this from New York?
Uh-huh.
Why?
Everything. Well, because we just had a big truck.
Oh. Wow, you drove from New York?
Yes.
How long did that take?
Well, we had our stuff shipped, but our drive was like, I think, 8 days. We decided to do a little road trip because I've always wanted to do that,
even though I hate being in the car.
Drive across the country?
Yeah. I just feel like we should as Americans. Did you see Mount Rushmore?
We did not go to Mount Rushmore. Unfortunately, when we drove, it was during the government shutdown, so we were going to go to the Grand Canyon.
There was
we
a
couldn't.
curtain over yeah. Mount Rushmore.
Trump.
No. No, this was Obama. When he was
even
president.
Better.
It wasn't his fault, but yeah. I have been to Mount Rushmore, though. It's lovely.
Well, you don't need to brag.
It looks smaller than you think it is.
Well, you're farther away from it than you'd like to be.
I'd still like
to see it.
I mean, sure.
Oh, it's worth
Why
going.
Not?
We drove cross country when I was a kid in a motorhome, but then we had a car accident in Virginia, had to fly home. But we saw the north half of the country, and it was beautiful.
Nice. Yeah. That's nice.
Wyoming, Yellowstone, you got to see them.
You got to go.
This is what I'm talking about.
Yeah, we drove through the Smoky Mountains and went to Dollywood. You got
to
do that.
I want to go to Dollywood.
That's my birthday wish.
So
what do we make it happen?
I'm going to this October.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll go. No, I've never been to Nashville.
I just want a mug.
I have a mug.
From Dollywood?
Yeah.
Oh, just in general.
I got it from...
I have a mug.
I got it from my ex.
I don't drink glasses of coffee.
And I pretty much destroyed everything he's given me, pretty much. Or I got rid of it or gave it away. And I was like, I don't want to get rid of this Dollywood mug. So I still have it.
Fair enough.
I'm thinking about getting rid of it.
Maybe...
Do you know what? I think you should replace it.
With?
Another mug from Dollywood.
Yeah, just
a
get
memory.
Rid of that one
yeah.
and buy
like
another...
Get your
Because it says
Dollywood.
Jackie on it.
Sure. There's more than one Jackie out there.
My name on it too. I will always love you.
Okay, who do we know named Jackie Clark? I could give Jackie Clark my Dollywood mug.
Sure.
Perfect. She'd
Why
love
not?
It.
I'm going to make a call.
I mean, if you put that in a Goodwill, it'll be gone in 2 seconds. A Dollywood mug with the name Jackie on it. I mean, there's nothing kitschier.
How many Jackies are there going to Goodwill every day?
You know what? I might take it to my local Goodwill and just wait around the corner and see who takes
sunglasses.
It. Yes. Why not?
And then when they pick it up, you say, you know, there's a story.
My ex-husband got me that mug.
You have to start smoking.
Done. I'll start preparing now for the character.
Great. Perfect.
Okay. I know I said I wanted to only talk an hour, but I knew this was going to happen.
Well, let's get it. We're going quick. Let's get into today's movie. What is today's movie?
Today's movie, Mark, is Wayne's World. Wayne's World, for those who don't know, is a 1992 American comedy directed by Penelope Spheres. Produced by Lorne Michaels, written by Mike Myers and Bonnie and Terry Turner. It stars Myers in his feature film debut as Wayne Campbell and Dana Carvey as Garth Algar, a pair of rock fans who broadcast a public access television show. It also features Rob Lowe, Tia Carrere, Lara Flynn Boyle, Brian Doyle Murray, Chris Farley, Ed O'Neill, Meatloaf, and Alice Cooper. It was released in the U.S. on February 14, 1992, a critical and commercial success. It was the eighth highest grossing film of 1992, and it remains the highest grossing film based on a Saturday Night Live skit. And there was a sequel that was released in 1993, but it did not do well.
Really? I love the sequel.
Well,
let's talk about that instead. I'm
too late. Jackie, we asked you to pick a movie. Why Wayne's World? What about Wayne's World? Why did you want to talk about Wayne's World?
Okay, so I still to this day, if somebody says, what's your favorite movie? I say Wayne's World.
Mm. Okay.
When I was in 1992,
yes.
My parents got divorced.
Sure.
And right. It was the second worst thing that's ever happened to me. Mm. First would be my own divorce.
Okay.
So I'm a double divorce. Like, I have a divorce rising and a divorce moon at this point.
Sure.
Okay.
So my parents' divorce was really, really bad. And it was really hard for, you know, me to have my father, like, move out of the house. And I was the only kid I knew whose parents were divorced. And I, of course, my sister and I thought it was our fault. Like,
right.
So my mom sort of bought me a TV, like a guilt TV.
Sure.
Okay, sure.
And it had a built-in VCR.
Oh, Evan. I remember those.
Yeah. And she let me pick one movie, and I picked Wayne's World. Now, Wayne's World, I think, was way above, you know, my realm of understanding at 7 years old.
Uh-huh. Sure.
But for some reason,
but
I wanted...
kind of perfect.
But I loved SNL. I loved comedy, whatever.
Mm, yeah.
Sure.
So I bought it, and I watched it every single
had
day.
You seen it before you
no,
bought it?
No, I had not.
You just bought it based
I
on...
I bought
you
it blind. Like,
leap of faith.
I bought it blind. And I ended up watching it every single night. I would fall asleep to it. Some nights I'd watch the whole movie. Some nights I would fall asleep right after the Bohemian Rhapsody scene.
Sure.
Sometimes I would, so,
sure.
But every single night. So I could probably recite the whole movie still.
Yeah.
And as a kid, it was hilarious. But even as an adult, I've every time I rewatch it, I'm like, this holds up. Like, it's the sincerity. It's the silliness.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all of the side little characters
yes.
that really yeah. make it stand out for me in terms of comedy. And that kind of informed my comedic voice growing up.
Uh-huh.
And it's
you
just,
do like to say schwing a lot.
I do say schwing. Everybody knows that about me.
Yeah.
There's
know?
The schwing girl.
Every time you say something, I wait for the knot.
Always. You know.
Hold for knot.
Waiting for that knot to drop.
The knot will drop. Yeah. And if it doesn't, you know you didn't do something right. So,
not.
This podcast is going well. No.
Oh, my God. She turned it on me.
But anyway, so yeah, that's why. I just think it's a classic. And I, again, think Wayne's World 2 might be better than Wayne's World 1. I mean, it's really good, too.
Well, you know, the story of Wayne's World 2, like, Mike Myers had written a sequel that was based on, like, a British film about, like, a small part of London that somehow becomes its own independent nation. So he was going to do, like, a Wayne and Garth form their own independent nation. They had written a script. Sets were being built. Everything was happening. But then they found out they didn't have the rights to that movie.
Oh,
no.
So Sherry Lansing tells Mike Myers, you need to write a new script. You have, like, a week, basically.
Oh, my God.
So that's how Wayne's World 2.
Sets.
Yeah, I didn't even know that.
That's
yeah,
crazy.
Wikipedia.
Wow.
John, what's your history with Wayne's World?
I know I had seen it before, but I think probably just once.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay.
And it wasn't that I didn't like it. I remember being like, when this was brought up, I was like, oh, okay, yeah, Wayne's World. I don't know. For me, it was a movie that I was like, I guess I hadn't thought about it. I didn't imagine I would ever see it again.
Yeah.
But yeah, so this was probably my second time seeing it.
Wow, I had it on VHS mm-hmm. as well. I was like, when did it come out? 92? So
92.
I was 17. Oh, perfect.
Okay, perfect.
I was a huge SNL fan at the time. That was my season. So I saw in the theater. I had the soundtrack. I remember in geometry class, our teacher would let us play a CD. I remember playing the Wayne's World CD. I remember
so
everyone singing along.
So we have two Wayne's World stands in the room and one.
almost virgin.
Newbie. Yeah.
So it probably had been, though, like 15 years since I've seen it.
Gotcha.
But I thought it's a good time. I don't know. It's fun. Is it maybe the best SNL movie? Probably.
I mean, it
it's
is
a low
me.
Bar.
I mean, yeah. It's true. It's Pat.
Night at the Roxbury? I don't know.
Emilio! It had its moments.
Sure.
It had its moments.
Well, that's our... So as you may or may not know, Jackie, we are looking for the gayest movie ever.
Yes.
And we have a very complex and Byzantine scoring system with which
we're
going...
Byzantine.
So we're going to go through a bunch of categories.
Okay, I can't wait.
And then we do the average of each of ours. Then at the end of these categories, you will add a category and it will become canon.
Oh my God, the pressure.
So let's very quickly do the top five. Okay. We're at with the top five. So this is the percentage out of total possible points.
I'm so excited about this.
Number five.
I want to know how gay Wayne's World is.
We're going to find out.
I'm so excited.
Do you have a hunch?
Well, I've been really trying to analyze over the past week that I knew I was coming on the show. Like, I'm curious.
Okay. Showgirls, number five. Showgirls with a 60.55. Number four, Adam's Family Values, 61.99%. Number three, 9 to 5, 62.63. Number two, Meet Me in St. Louis, 66.49. And still rating champ, The Muppets Take Manhattan with 69.17. So let's see how Wayne's World does.
Let's see how we do.
So the first category.
What is the average movie that y'all have done? Like, what is it, the average score?
They're all pretty low.
There's a lot of 40, mostly like 40s. And in the middle of the 40s, it's like Tourist Trap, Faculty, Toy Soldiers.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say I think Wayne's World's going to be one of the lowest.
One of the lowest.
I don't know. What
all right.
I'm straight. It's hard for me to gauge. I can't
Fair
wait.
Fair enough.
I can't wait. Right.
Recognize your faults.
Yes.
Great. So.
Listen.
So the first category, homoeroticism. On a scale of 0 to 100, how homoerotic is Wayne's World?
Okay. Well, do I answer first?
Yes.
Well, we're all going to give like,
okay,
a score.
Again,
we're all going to give our individual.
I feel like I can't speak for homoeroticism, right?
Well,
because
well,
I'm straight.
You can.
It's okay. You're allowed. We're giving you permission.
Thank you. Okay.
I would say there's not.
Do you mean for men, for queer men or queer women?
Both.
Could be either.
Okay.
Could be
well,
any bit.
You know, listen, Cassandra's very hot.
She's very
hot,
sexy.
Yeah.
And her playing the guitar and like wailing, I feel like would be a, like
sure.
a lesbian's, like that would be hot.
But she doesn't ever have like a lesbian moment.
That's true.
With
not
another
at all.
Lady.
You're right.
Like it's not rare to see a sexy lady in a movie.
That's true. I know, but just the energy with the guitar
sure,
and everything,
sure.
I feel like is really
yeah, she
sexy.
Like, she had that with like women around her.
You
I
know
totally
what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Okay. I do think though. I think knowing that there is a female director, there's a lot of like hunky dudes in this movie.
No,
there's a lot of shirtless dudes.
That's
definitely.
Where
a lot
the homoeroticism.
Yeah, yeah,
those
yeah.
two friends of theirs that are kind of dumb and don't really speak
yeah.
much. They're
hot.
Definitely hot.
Also like Lee Tergesen's character. He's the one, Terry, who's mm-hmm. like, I love you, man.
I love
like,
you, man.
He's like, no, I really love you. And it's sort of like, what's going on here?
You're right.
So there's
I thought he was just like a drunk, like a pothead. Like, to me, he didn't scream gay, just more like the guy who's drunk tells he loves.
But I think he was testing to see if he could truly come out.
Now, then that would have been pushed farther.
Yeah.
I think for 92, that's as far as they were willing to go. I'm not saying he's out now gay, but I think like, I don't know. They're definitely. It made you be like. How
he's
much
had.
I, like
he's sucked a dick.
That character. Yes.
Yes, is that
sure.
what you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm. Or maybe he's like touched another guy's balls.
Interesting.
You know what I mean? Like he's definitely done that.
Somehow that seems more intimate than second.
But I feel like. But I feel like he wants to. He wants to if he hasn't.
I guess.
I think he does. Like
yeah.
I think he's open to it.
Yeah.
Like, but I think, like, in his mind, he'd be like, I'm just sharing something with a dude that I love. Like, it's not gay. Like, it's like, I don't want to go antiquing, but I just want to let you know how much I fucking love you.
Interesting.
That's my guess.
You have to go antiquing if you're gay.
Of course.
There's also the cop talking about body searches, cavity
but
searches.
But it's also played for, like,
but then
wah,
later
wah.
On, it's played for, like, wouldn't that be the worst thing to happen to you?
Yeah.
There's
right,
Mike Myers prancing in his underwear done up in a thong.
Right, but he doesn't
but that's
look
not,
good.
Like, homoerotic. Like, that's not, it's him with
maybe
the
not to you.
But we're talking about, like, within the world of the movie.
But I guess in that scene, though, he is the more sexualized of the two, but maybe that's more male
I know, but
gay.
He
I
doesn't
would say
look,
that's more male gay.
But he doesn't look good.
He looks fine.
He looks fine.
Average.
It's not played for hotness. Like,
right.
No.
I think the fact that there's tighty whities is what makes it seem like silly.
There's also the line, the cream of some young guy.
Right.
Homoerotic. Mm-hmm.
I right. was going to say there is one reference to. Yeah.
That's pretty much all I found.
Yeah,
a lot
yeah.
of sleeveless dudes. The one guitarist in Alice Cooper's band mm-hmm. was pretty sexy.
A
nice close up of his
next
chest.
To nothing, next to nothing when they were like performing.
So what would you give this on a scale of 0 to 100?
Of, that's what I'm saying. What, 20?
20.
Yeah, it's not very homoerotic. But I'll give it a 30.
30.
He's not afraid to show some, like, dudes.
Yeah, I'll give it 33.
All righty.
Yeah.
Interesting.
All right, next category. That gives an average of 27.67.
Okay.
All right. Next category, actual gay characters.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, again, it's sort of, do we consider Terry gay?
I don't, but you guys
don't?
Can score whatever you
what
I
do
don't.
You think?
I mean, if y'all don't, then I don't.
You're allowed to have your voice. You
yeah.
Don't,
yeah. We're just taking the average of the three.
About, like, but it's also just about, like, what do we think?
Yeah.
Right.
I could see a world where, like, yeah, he was, but they just, because it was not, like, I think if you were to make Wayne's World today,
right,
you would push that character further.
Yes,
probably.
I agree.
But just to me, like, a guy saying I love you, man, is such, like, I mean, that's the title of a movie, I Love You,
that
Man.
That's true.
It
true.
Is such, like, a trope, a stonery
Let's do
drunk
that movie
guy
next.
Trope.
Okay.
Okay. Double right. feature. I don't think there are any actual gay people
I
in this movie.
Agree with you on
okay,
that.
I agree.
So
I would have agreed. I would have agreed anyway.
Okay.
I would have agreed
okay,
anyway.
Okay. We don't want to silence your voice, Jackie.
I know, but I also don't want to,
you're
you
not
going to put
no.
on a lens.
You're not
going to... You know,
but that's what we asked you here to come
yes.
here and speak your truth.
Okay.
Put on your rainbow colored glasses.
I'll yes, try.
Exactly.
So what would you give this on actual gay characters?
Is zero okay?
You can do zero.
Zero. I give zeros all the time.
He does a lot of zeros. I'm going to give it a 6 because I'm sure someone at that donut shop was gay.
Okay.
Sure. I will also give it a 0. Give it an average of 2. All right. Next category. Camp factor.
Okay.
So how campy is Wayne's World on a scale of 0
I
to 100?
I think there are some campy elements.
There's definitely a lot of camp in here.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, Garth is kind of camp, right?
Yeah.
A little bit. I think that, like, the talking directly to the camera, I think
yeah,
there's
breaking the fourth wall.
That. There mm-hmm. also something. They also, Rob Lowe takes him to that pineapple club when he first is wooing
oh,
them
right,
inside
with
the big pineapple,
drinks.
This big tropical drink.
There's a tiki, rest. Tiki is camp.
It sure is.
Cultural appropriation.
Was a thing, like, a little, like, thing. Like, what I think this movie is very good at is, like, having that, like, wait, what's happening over in that corner? The first time at that donut shop, Garth is drinking a jelly donut.
Oh, yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Right.
And I was
mm-hmm.
like, that's pretty campy.
Just Dana Carvey was 37 when he made Wayne's World. Just the fact that a 37-year-old man is playing someone in their early 20s has a certain camp. There's also
yeah.
five fun-loving girls in a white Mustang convertible. That's pretty campy.
This kind of camp. That kind of gives me hope for my career.
Sure.
You know? When I heard that, I was
yeah.
like, wow, I have 2 more years
you
to make
it. You can play a co-ed.
Yeah.
You can
Why
be like
not?
A slasher movie.
Why
a gun
not?
Rack. Obviously sped up film speed. All those Dreamweaver moments.
Yeah.
A Love Boat, a bitter arcade owner, Guess Jeans poster,
Colin
Rob Lowe
Camp.
As a villain.
Literally, Colin Camp is in this
Colin
movie.
Camp.
What about
White
the
electric guitar.
Music video set where she's
yes,
in that
the
like,
jungle set.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Anytime someone wears a necklace with someone's name on it, I think it's
camp.
A girl in a neck brace crashes her bike over a Trans Am. Product placement is camp. There's
yeah.
a cash register sound effect. Self-help books about how to pick up women. A day planner. The very song, Why You Want to Break My Heart, is camp. Telling a band to take 5. Alice Cooper's concert.
Yeah.
Multiple endings,
yeah.
I would say,
oh,
is camp.
Yeah.
Wearing a snake
yep.
is camp.
Mm-hmm.
And a post-credit sequence.
Well, this
yeah.
movie is very
A Chia
camp.
Pet. It's not campy.
It's
no,
not
I agree.
Campy. There's a lot of like
it's
I would call
pretty
it very
dense
straight camp.
Too.
Yeah.
yeah, you love that straight camp.
I don't say I love it, but I would say it's that.
So I think it's pretty. There's a lot of camp. It is also one of those dense. It's sometimes you watch it and you feel like this feels like there's a half hour of deleted scenes or something.
Oh yeah,
but it's like it's not missing anything narratively, but it just feels like dense in a way that's kind of nice.
I think it's just because mm-hmm. that you so clearly see their world and their
right.
lives.
Yeah.
So what would you give this on Camp Factor?
I mean, it's pretty... with that list?
Yeah.
70?
70!
Yeah, I was going to go 73.
Oh, look at you.
Wow. You really hate this movie, Jackie.
Why did you bring it a movie?
I'll also give it a 70. Sure, why not?
Alrighty.
Look at that.
Give an average of 71. All right, next category. Makeover montage on a scale of 0 to 100. Is there a makeover montage?
I didn't see one.
I didn't either. But they kind of, they're like makeovers in terms of like their career and their lives.
Sure.
But not physically.
Right.
Is there, are there montages in this movie? I mean, you could say
not
that
really.
They're like, I'll go get her. You steal the stuff from the studio. And
that's
then
just multiple timelines. That's not like a montage,
okay,
though.
Okay, all right, okay.
Yeah.
I don't think there is one.
I don't think so either.
So what are you going to give it?
A zero.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I guess I'll have to go zero as well.
John, a rare zero in makeover. You haven't given a zero since we watched Scrooge in makeover montage. Breaking news. All right, next category. Over-the-top wardrobe on a scale of 0 to 100.
Interesting.
Everything Cassandra wears.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone at the Gasworks nightclub.
Yeah.
Oh, the dog wearing a wig and those little leather bracelet or anklets. I'm not sure what you would call them on a dog.
Oh, the bracelet. The spiked bracelet.
Dogs have ankles.
But they would be anklets rather than bracelets.
Sure.
Yeah.
Because a bracelet is a wrist.
Yeah.
You call that, an anklet.
Yeah.
Spiked anklet. A dog in a spiked anklet.
Mm-hmm. At one point, Rob Lowe was wearing a lime green pleated pants and a chocolate colored silk shirt.
Yes.
I thought that was pretty over the top.
I would.
There was a lot of pleated pants in this movie, and I will say, I do not like pleated pants.
No, they're so unflattering.
Oh,
they give everyone a fupa.
Yeah.
Even Rob Lowe.
Right?
Not a fan.
Russell's windbreaker.
Mm-hmm.
I like the character of Russell because it's usually like that character's just an asshole the whole time, but I like he comes around to the guys.
Me too.
And it's also that actor seems to always play jerks, but it's nice to see him in like a nicer role.
Sure.
Don't you think kind of like Garth's outfit is over the top? Like that hat is very big.
The hat?
The Wayne's World hat.
That's Wayne. Garth doesn't have
that. Oh, I meant Wayne.
I don't
Garth is kind of, I mean, they both look kind of silly. Like, if they're walking around, you'd be like, what's up with those guys? But I guess being like
I remember
heavy
those
metal
guys
stoner
back
dudes in the basement.
They're not too over the top.
Okay, listen.
They're not
the
today, but I wouldn't call them over the top.
But everything Cassandra wears is crazy.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is also like maybe a year or two. This movie came out at such an interesting time. It's like post hair metal's not as big as it was, but grunge hasn't broken yet.
Right.
So rock is in like this weird place where like this music doesn't exist anymore.
Well, but they also were like kind of they're in Aurora, Illinois.
Yeah.
So maybe like the trends haven't hit yet. So
that's
they are
true.
Still kind of 70s-ish.
Right.
And Mike Myers is Canadian.
That's
so
true.
What
he's
does
doing
he know
his
about
best.
Anything?
He's doing his best to keep up.
That's true.
So what would you give this on over the top wardrobe?
15.
15.
You think higher?
Well, I think just for Cassandra, everything Tia Carrere wears.
She's not even in it that much.
She's in it like a good 30% of the movie.
So 30.
Okay.
I'll go 36.
36. I'll go 35.
All righty.
All right. Next category. Does it hold up on a scale of 0 to 100? You're already nodding your head. Yes.
It's hard for me to be. Not be, you know, biased because I have such a nostalgia for
sure.
it.
No, it's okay.
But do you mean like in terms of is it problematic now?
Well, is there anything
or is
that
it
made
funny?
You like cringe? You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, like, yes, they have a CD player and that seems to
be
like
we,
cool.
I don't think we like hold that against them.
Or like the big phone they use to order Chinese
I would
food
say
with.
Like,
I feel like they handled the Chinese-American character pretty well.
They did.
Considering the time and they could have gone bad.
Yeah. I would say Garth and Wayne are not friends with any women.
Oh, yeah, and people
I
of
feel
color.
Like that would be different now. You know what I mean? That's kind
of
weird.
But don't you think that that's part of their character? Like, I feel to me it's not because they don't like women. It's because they are so insular and they're not good at, like, talking to other.
I just think as a movie, it was weird that they weren't friendly with. I think everyone's, like, friends with a woman.
Everyone in the movie is white other than Cassandra.
That's true.
So that doesn't hold up well.
That's true.
They're also, I don't think they'd make the cream of some young guy joke.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. I was wondering, I was like, that seems racist.
I'm saying, like, she will be mine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there's a little bit of gay panic in this movie that I don't think.
Getting something in your butt's the worst thing that could ever happen to you. Are these the catchphrases that carry over from the sketch were like the least funny parts? Because it feels like something, well, you have to do that because that's
the
what works.
The swing is inappropriate
swing.
Now.
Yeah, you wouldn't do
really
swing so much.
Snowflakey about it. Like, that is rape culture.
Yeah.
Not okay.
Yeah, all the boner jokes.
No.
So what would you give this on Does It Hold Up?
Okay, so hold on. Is 100 it really holds
yes.
up? Okay.
Yes, 100 would be like a movie that came out.
100 would be The Invisible
yesterday.
Man.
Okay, and got it. 50?
50!
Yeah, there are things that are like problematic, but I don't think that they're like so.
Going first is hard.
Yeah.
It's tough, especially,
it's fun.
Especially when someone can really admonish you by just repeating a number. There's nothing that's like really bad.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like even the things that are wrong, you're like swing, you're just like, all right, guys, grow up. It's more that than like, whoa, 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 guys.
Right.
So
I don't know though. Like if I think about it, swing is not okay. Like, I hate it. I get it. Now.
Schwing has swung.
Yes.
Yes, honey.
I'll give it a 55, I guess.
55. I'll give it a 60. Just negative 40 for all that stuff.
Sure.
Give it an average of 55. Holds up better than Supergirl, which only has a 45. All right, next category. Drag queen inspiration. Could a drag queen watch this and say, oh, I have looks for
I've got
for
an
a
idea
week.
For looks.
Well, Adore Delano could do a Wayne's World look.
Sure.
Sure.
You know, like a 90s
I
moment.
I mean, Garth and Wayne are like iconic.
Yes.
I think if you did some sort of.
Yeah, but again, to me, it's just like, but then it's a guy dressing up as a guy.
But you like could do like a denim skirt and a black shirt and still like have the pieces of. That's why I think Wayne is that Wayne look, black t-shirt, Wayne's World hat, and denim stonewashed jeans.
I could see you
could adapt
like,
that. It's inspiration,
I
not
see a snatch
literally.
Game.
Sure, sure.
I could see it a feels, snatch game.
I don't
where
know.
They...
It feels to me like dude in a dress more than drag. But I get what you're saying. I think to me the thing that if I was drag like watching it, I was like, oh, I wish I could pull off that dress. Tia Carrera
Everything
or Tia Carrera.
She wears.
Well, she had like a red dress with like a lot of zippers on
yes.
it. That to
yes.
me felt very drag queen.
Tia Carrera could inspire a queen for sure with mm-hmm. some of these looks.
Also Laura
the snake.
Flynn Boyle too.
Mm-hmm.
Some fun looks. I think there's a bunch like Tia Carrera. Everything Tia Carrera's wears. Tia Carrera.
You real? I know what to get you for your birthday now. Her wardrobe in that movie.
I think
I'd
it's
take
crazy. It's insane what she wears.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, rock is her lifestyle. You know.
That's who she is.
Who are we to judge?
I'm not judging. I'm loving. I'm putting her on a pedestal.
But again, she's probably in 30% of the movie, so I'm going to give it a 30.
30.
I'm going to go 23.
23. I'll also give it a 30. All right, next category. Caper music on a scale of 0 to 100.
Now, here's something interesting about this. Right now, the reigning winner in this category is Mission Impossible.
Yes.
And the Mission Impossible theme is used in Wayne's World.
Twice.
So can you help define this one for me?
Music you could pull off a caper. Like music, like we got to plan a heist. Or
got
like,
it.
Because we got to sneak into Gelson's. Right,
so
yeah.
This has Mission Impossible's music
it
in
really
it.
Does.
Exactly.
When Garth puts his like tool belt
they
on.
They literally mm-hmm. do a heist.
Yep.
Yeah.
So.
They pull off some capers in this.
They
pull
sure
off a few
do.
Capers. So what would you give it?
So would you? So I guess it's like a postmodern, you know, referential moment, but it still counts, right?
Absolutely.
Sure, why not?
We think.
I think it's pretty high.
Do you want me to
say.
Go first? I can go
kinda.
First if that makes you happier.
Kinda.
I think some people are more comfortable. I'll do that. I'm going to give it a because it didn't
I
originate.
I
want to
go first every other category but this one.
Okay. How about this? Anytime you want me to go first, you just
music.
Let me know.
Okay. Done. So,
great. Because it's not because it's not originally its theme. I'm going to ding it a little bit.
Sure.
But I'm going to give it a 90 for caper music.
Okay. 90. Wow. See, that's where I was having a problem with. I'm like, they took something from another thing, but mm-hmm. I'll go 92.
90.
As well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll also go 90. Give it a 90.
All righty.
Wow, look at that.
All right. Next category, teamwork on a scale of 0 to 100. A lot of teamwork.
There's
a ton of teamwork
in this. First of all, any band that is successful, that's a team working together.
That's true.
And
unless
then
you're
the
whole.
Well, yeah. Are they still together?
No. Nope.
And then what we were just talking about, that heist when it's like Wayne, Garth, and everyone in that donut place is like, I'm in, let
everyone
me help, what
works
can I
together.
Do?
Not
the
one
cop,
woman does, but everyone does.
But all
true.
The men with long hair.
Wayne's World cast and crew.
Mm-hmm.
The actual like TV
oh,
show.
Oh, yeah, the actual TV show.
Wayne and Garth.
Classic team.
I mean, they Body are. Comedy. They're an iconic duo.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to give this a high score.
Yeah, I think so.
95?
Sure. 95.
I'm going to go 91.
91. I'll go 90. Sure, why not? 90. Pretty high. Not as high as Parasite, which has a 96.67 in teamwork. All right, next category. On a scale of 0 to 100, how likely are you to recommend this to gay people? So your little cousin tells you, you know, I really love the theater, the arts.
Right.
There's that.
What
or I
watch?
Think if you're hanging out with someone who's gay and they're like, you know, I've never seen Wayne's World. How likely are you to be like, you have to watch this movie?
Interesting.
What is?
I mean, I like this movie a lot. So that gives me an incentive to recommend it.
Sure.
Despite anyone's,
right.
you know.
Sure. Sexual preference,
sexual
gender identity.
Preference. So I'm going to give it a 60.
60.
Yeah, I don't.
I don't think like it's a representation of queer cinema.
Right. There's nothing about it where
what?
I feel like
yeah.
if you're a gay man, you need to know the reference.
Yes,
you know what
yes.
I mean? Or a gay woman, excuse me. But it is not like there's something about, I don't know. I'm going to have to go like 30. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm not
30.
Offended. I'm not offended.
I'll go 25.
Whoa. I went way higher.
That's okay.
It's okay.
Of
That's
course
fine.
It's fine. I know.
Okay. Next category.
I mean, as we like to say, you have recommended this to two gay people.
There you go.
By
there
being on
go.
This podcast. So already you're going to give it higher. Yeah.
And I used to love this movie and I still enjoyed watching it. Mm-hmm. So there you go. On a scale of 0 to 100, how much felt is in this movie?
Like the fabric?
Well, felt is a process.
We have learned felt is a process, but yes. But yes, like what you're thinking of, felt the fabric.
Zero?
Well, there's usually, is this hat felt? Like the brim might be.
The hats?
Oh, of course it's not.
Not hit. Not the baseball cap
hat?
Ones.
I don't know.
No, cowboy hats a lot of times are like, that seems
cowboy
felty.
Hat, sure.
There was, when they went to that one bar, someone literally said, and there's a pool table. And pool tables have felt.
That's true.
So there's that. I don't think we saw the pool table, but a pool table was evoked.
Do you think that red zipper dress?
That seemed
leathery
to
was
me.
That leather is hard to tell.
Or, yeah. I didn't get felt off of that.
I'm not going to give you the pool table because I feel like pool tables aren't as fuzzy as felt.
What
okay.
about the jungle outfits in their the jungle music
That's possible.
Video?
But that was fur.
You think it was real fur?
No, but it was faux fur, which is not made out of felt. People don't make clothes out of felt.
Sometimes
I'm so
do.
Confused by this answer.
Wool is a version of felt.
Is it?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
What is this question about? Is
this came from the Muppets Taking Manhattan. That's
okay,
why.
Got it.
Tony Rodriguez.
Got it.
So yes, it's a gay thing.
Got it.
Yes.
Well, because Kermit is made of felt.
Technically not.
They're not.
It's also not true.
Wow.
So
he looks.
Yeah, we've learned a lot. This podcast has made us very different people.
I've done 114 episodes. No, 150 episodes of my show. So I totally know that.
You get it.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say zero.
Zero.
I'm going to give it 20.
20. I'll split the difference between you two and say 10.
All righty.
All right, next category, facial hair. No main characters, but there's some people
there's
in the
not
background.
A lot.
The
there
club manager, the
club
TV
owner,
station owner.
The TV station. I think Lee Tergesen's sideburns, to me, counts a little bit as facial hair. That is hair on your face. And there were a bunch of guys in the booth who had like beards and mustaches.
Sure.
But yes, you're right. None of them. And it was surprising watching it. It was like, oh, in this period or in this like subculture, it's all about like long hair. But like, why is it so clean shaven with long hair?
Right?
It's such an interesting.
Well, it's like post hair
sort of
metal, like pretty boy, you know, like Motley Crue and Poison. They're all like such pretty boys.
It's so interesting though, that that's the aesthetic, I think.
Yeah, right. It's so weird. Glam.
I guess. Or they just don't have beards. Season two. In the sequel, they make a joke about how Garth finally grew pubes. So
okay.
I'm wondering if like he can't grow facial hair.
Could be.
I could
he doesn't
see that.
Have
yeah.
testosterone.
I mean, that bedroom, he seems like a kind of arrested development.
Yes. A man child.
A man child.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But we love Garth. He seems
of
like a
course,
sweetie pie.
Oh, no. None of these are criticisms. They're just observations.
So what would you give this on facial hair?
I mean, if people in the background have it, I'm going to give it a 15.
15.
I think those two mustaches of the club owner and the cable guy are like pretty sweet. So I'm going to give it a 20.
20. I'll give it a 20 as well. All right. Next category. Shattered glass on a scale of 0 to 100.
There are
two instances
okay.
I noticed.
I got one. I got Lara Flynn Boyle falling through the skylight.
Oh, yes. Right. That's a good one.
What was the
and
other one you got?
Cassandra kicks the dude's ass. He knocks over a cocktail table.
Oh, yes. That is correct.
So that's good.
There we go.
That's
so we got two pretty solid
two good ones.
Shattered glasses.
Two good ones.
I mean, that falling through the light is
yeah,
pretty
funny.
She lands on that couch.
That was like you didn't need to have that. I don't
yes.
say that in a bad way. I mean, like that was like, oh, we want to
yes.
shatter some glass.
I mean,
we're making a movie.
Yeah.
Let's say
it's in the budget.
Let's do 40.
40.
I'm going to do 55.
55?
Yeah. I just feel like that skylight one to me. I was just like, all right, I like it. Someone wanted to do that. You could have changed that
totally
moment
gratuitous.
Totally different. It was totally gratuitous and I liked it.
I'm giving it a 40.
Okay.
Oh, copy.
Copy. CC'd.
Mm-hmm.
Next category, male gaze, G-A-Y-Z. So how horny is the camera for the male form?
Huh.
And this is where you really see that there's a woman behind the camera.
Right.
Because I feel like you can tell, like the women aren't too, there's nothing like a Michael Bay where they're shooting up the skirt. You
yes.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's almost
like Tia Carrere always looks great, but she never looks like disgust. Like she
yeah,
never
yeah,
looks
yeah.
gross.
It doesn't
gratuitous.
Feel like the camera's like being a lech or anything.
Yes.
Yeah.
If anything, that they do that to the guys.
Right.
Which
yeah.
That's
so I think
that
it's great.
One guy with the hunky arms.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The long hair.
And then just that close up of Alice Cooper's guitars.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah.
He
that was great.
He's got some hair around his belly button.
I thought, and I thought even like Mike Myers and his Tidy Whiteys, it was like, all right, sure. Like he was the one
that
who was
did
more.
It for you.
I wouldn't say did it for me, but it was like, okay, you're not afraid.
Do you remember what a big deal it was when like Prince showed up in a Wayne's World sketch and like Madonna was in a Wayne's mm-hmm. World? Do you remember
no,
when that happened?
I don't
yeah.
remember when
that happened.
I wasn't old
the feeling
enough.
Was
yeah.
electric.
Yeah, so exciting.
That doesn't happen anymore. Nobody cares.
No, because that's all SNL is now is like stunts,
yeah.
celebrity stunts.
It used mm-hmm. to be special.
Yes, it
yeah,
did.
Yeah, we had to earn it.
Yeah. That's right.
And we appreciated it when
that's
we did.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And now it doesn't even make the news.
Ugh. So what would you give this for the male gaze, Jackie?
I mean a 10.
A 10?
Well, it's
really?
Not the male gaze, right?
Well, no.
No,
it
no,
means
it's like the camera. Like
the camera
is it sort of
horny
like...
for men.
Okay. So okay. I'll give it a 30.
30.
I'm going to go 60.
This is not a very sexy movie.
It's not,
it's
but
not.
I also feel like... I could see like being a young gay kid being like enjoying
there's
just there's some eye candy there.
Yes.
There's definitely some man candy here for you.
Penelope's got our backs.
Yeah.
And
she's
our
like, look,
and
I know.
Sides.
Okay.
I'm giving it a 65.
Okay.
Okay. Next category. Angry phone hangups on a scale of 0 to 100.
There's some good phone calls in this.
Uh-huh. I got one angry phone hangup.
What is it?
That was when Tia Carrere was on the phone with her drummer. And then she was like, I don't care. And then like hung up really mad. Oh. I think it was in that aforementioned sex scene.
Who's Anthony? Who's Anthony?
Yeah.
My drummer.
Mm-hmm.
Is that about, I think that's about it though, right?
No, there's a little more. She does definitely like, look, figure it out. Like she does do a little, I mean, she's not furious, but she definitely has
that
like
instance a. That instance is the only one.
That's the only one that I saw.
Yeah.
There was a lot of phone calls, but not angry hangups.
Right. Yeah, I guess there's not any angry hangups.
So what would you give it?
A 5?
5.
I'll give it 15 for that one.
15. I'll give it a 10. Split the difference.
So there you go, 10.
Giving it a 10. All right, next category. You're going to make up some points.
Here we
here,
go.
Jackie. Titular
wait.
Theme song.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Is
I
it
mean,
your birthday?
They have one.
Yeah.
They absolutely have
one. They have
one.
An iconic
so
one that if you started, other people would sing along.
100.
Yeah. 100.
Yeah, I'm going to go 100 on this one, too.
I think you have to go
you
100.
Really got to.
If this doesn't get 100,
Wayne's
what?
World.
Did you know that before seeing it, revisiting the movie? Did
what
you
mean?
Know Wayne's World, Wayne's World,
of course.
Party Time, see?
Party Time, it's
yeah, yeah,
excellent.
It transcends
yeah, yeah.
itself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's something gay about adding it's excellent. Yeah.
Like, and it's sort of like a rainbow usually like thing around
yes.
it, right?
Yeah.
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 All right, next category. Entrances with pizzazz.
Interesting.
This movie's kind of grounded. There's not
yeah,
like
there's
a
not
huge.
A lot
they
of
enter
here's
that
this
club
person.
Like they know, you know, they and the donut shop is like their turf, you
sure.
know. They kind of uh-huh. enter it like it's their place.
But compared to like Raiders of the Lost Ark
right,
or,
right,
or like
you know
a Chicago.
Right.
Yeah. They're the everyman.
It's a little more grounded.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. It's a grounded comedy
so
movie.
10.
10.
Yeah, I feel 10 feels about right, probably.
Yeah, I'll give it a 10 as well. All right, next category. Non-traditional murder weapons.
Okay, so there's that little weird shock thing that Garth makes.
Yeah, but it didn't
yeah.
kill him.
No, but it is. I think if I bet if you added more juice, you could kill someone with it.
Right, but he probably. Doesn't kill anybody.
Garth's
with
not going to
okay.
kill anybody.
I don't think he's going to kill anyone either. But I mean, like,
it's like a
it
curling
could
iron,
be used
a battery.
As...
yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's that.
Yeah, he blasts that guy across the room.
Yeah,
yeah,
but he doesn't kill him, so it doesn't count as a murder weapon.
Well I think it, you could still call it a murder weapon even if it doesn't fulfill that function.
I don't.
But I think
I don't
if
agree.
It could,
designed to kill people.
I don't agree.
I don't. Okay, fair enough. So what are you going to
give
it?
I'm going to give it a 0. This
zero.
Isn't a murder movie.
This is definitely not a murder.
I'm going to give it a 6.
6.
Mark, what about you?
I'm giving it a 0.
So it gets a 2. You're give welcome.
It a 2.
You know, later when the scores are totaled, you're going to wish
you're
you had
like
been a little
too.
More generous.
Do you use Excel or do you physically have to sit here and do all?
No, you're not
we have an abacus.
Don't
come
worry.
On, don't you worry.
That's not what I'm worried about. I just worried about math. I hate math.
Don't worry about
I
it.
I hate math.
I'm doing my taxes right now. And I'm like, ugh, numbers.
Don't eat them. Next category, breath acting on a scale of 0 to 100.
Hmm.
Okay, so here's something that I was thinking about watching this movie. Do we think of lip syncing as breath acting? Because there's a way in which you can't because you're sort of pretending to be making sounds.
Yeah.
Couldn't you just be singing, though, too?
Well, you have to sing when you lip sync so it looks real.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yes.
Otherwise, it'd be weird. That's
true.
So that you can still see the breads and whatnot.
But there's a little, there's a lot of like lip syncing that happens that's not just like OT Carrera like pretending that she's doing the number that she's pre-recorded. There are times when characters are lip syncing.
Yes, during the music video. Shoot.
Yeah, like
you know she
Wayne's
really
World?
Sings?
I know.
Yeah,
I love
that's really
that.
Her voice.
That's so cool. She's so badass.
I think you could argue that schwing is sort of breath acting because it's sort of not like really words. I'm just arguing that.
Sure.
And then Garth does make a lot of like whimpers and a lot of sort of like.
Can y'all give me an example of another character from another movie with breath acting?
That's an excellent
See,
question.
That we'd love to. This is one of those categories that really sticks in someone's craw.
Yeah.
It came with the movie Scream, where there's a lot of like.
Oh yeah. Uh-huh.
So like, Beaches did very well.
But
okay.
That also has
Barbara
singing. A lot of times
there's
singing. Yeah. Sometimes I like to think of that as breath acting.
Yeah.
Again, some people don't.
So yeah, Garth. I'm having a good time. No. That's kind of breath acting, huh?
Sure. Yeah, definitely.
Because he's like panicking.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll give it a 20.
20.
I'm going to go higher. I'm going to give it a 57.
57. I'll give it a 30, and that's all for Garth.
Okay.
All right, next category. Mannequins on a scale of 0 to 100.
I'm going to give some points because there's that mummy in Tia Carrere's bedroom.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, there's something here.
Yeah.
You're not going to mention the giant hockey player on top of the donut shop?
Oh, I guess we could use that one, too, if you're
going
to bring that one up.
I mean,
sure.
I wouldn't count it. It's a statue, but you love to count that kind
Well,
of
you
thing.
Just... Oh, yes, because some people like to be real sticklers about mannequins.
I like my mannequins to be mannequins.
I hear you.
Well, what do you think about the mummy thing? Do you think... Would you consider mummy mannequin-y?
I don't remember what it is.
It's... There's a... In Tia Carrere's bedroom, there's just like a mummy that's there.
Sure.
Okay, well, look at that.
For it.
I mean, but there are no mannequins.
It's not like a department class.
We don't go to a department store.
I'm
going to
give it a 5.
5.
I'm going to give it a 18.
18. She's only 18.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give it a 8. How about that? Give an average of 10.33. Crushing parasite. next category, dramatic lighting on a scale of 0 to 100.
They do some light gags in this.
Yeah.
There's some few moments. There's like that green neon when they're picking up Phil on the street. The uh-huh. rent party looks great. The
that. When Garth has his little drum solo, yes. That gets all lighting.
Yes.
The Alice Cooper
really
number.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That drum solo is 33 seconds long.
Oh, I read 36.
Well, there you go.
Okay.
Long time.
But yeah, the Alice Cooper's concert. That's
yeah,
some dramatic
that's
lighting.
Some dramatic lighting.
Yeah, there
this.
Were some good lighting moments.
There's that fire sign outside of the club.
The gasworks.
The gasworks.
65.
Yeah, I'll go 67.
67. Well, then I guess I have to go 66.
There you go.
Given an
we
average
made
of
you do
66.
Cute.
All right, next category: strident women. I mean, the ex-girlfriend.
Lara Flynn Boyle, I think, is the big
yeah.
instance there, because Tia Carrere is a sweetheart.
But she also doesn't put up with any bullshit. She doesn't suffer fools.
Yeah, but she's not,
she
like,
kicks that
mean
guy's
about
ass.
It. That's true. But she's sweet throughout it.
But the way we do strident, you can be, like, sweet and strident.
I suppose.
She stands up for herself.
Sure, sure. She's a spine. She's no pushover.
I don't like that they called... Lara Flynn Boyle, what do they call her? Like a
desperate psycho
hose beast. Psycho hose beast. That's so
rude.
Problematic.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't like that at all. I know that's not what we're talking about.
It's okay.
I just remembered it.
Movie, right.
Yeah, but I didn't remember that. Anyway.
So what would you get this for strident women?
A 30?
30.
Yeah, it's pretty low
it's
on
a
that.
Guy move. It's a guy
It's a real guy movie.
Story, you know?
So Wayne I'm going to go 20.
I almost said 20.
Do you like Beavis and Butthead?
Yeah. Well, I used to. I would need to revisit it.
I wonder if that holds up.
Yeah. That would be a fun movie to do.
They Do America?
Yeah.
Yep.
I used to think that was super funny.
Sure. I will also give it a 30. Give it a 26.67. All right, next category. Fun fonts.
Hmm.
I mean, there's
the Wayne's World logo.
And then, like, when they're doing the Bohemian Rhapsody, they're just driving around town. There's all those fun, like, signs
oh,
and
right.
whatnot. Yeah.
That, you're right.
The donut, the gaswork sign, all
gas
those
sign.
Posters in Garth's bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty fun. The gratuitous sex scene, like, they use graphics.
Oh, right.
Yeah, or when they
and
write
the
Oscar clip.
Cam.
I also just think that stupid hat.
The Wayne's World
is
hat.
Such an iconic moment, mm-hmm. and it's throughout the whole movie.
How much do you have a Wayne's World
of
hat?
Of course I do.
You do?
And my dad bought it for me at a garage sale in the 90s.
Perfect.
You still have it?
I still have it.
There's like magic on that hat.
I've lent it to so many people for Halloween
you
costumes.
Fool!
I know.
What are you laying it out of your sight for?
I know. Well, I still I have it. It's in my closet. Cool. I was going to wear it.
All right.
Well,
Next time.
Wayne's World
when 2. Wayne's World 2.
Beavis and Butthead to America.
Beavis and Butthead to America. Perfect.
So I'm going to give it a 90.
90.
Yeah, it's pretty high. I'm going to go 87.
87. I'm going to go 92.
All righty.
Look at us.
The year it came out? Was
there
it
you go. That is correct. Yeah. Wow.
All
symmetry.
Right. Next category. I think this will also
this
do
is also
well
going to do well.
Cheerworthy cameos.
There's a ton in
there
this.
There are a ton.
You got Meatloaf. You got Chris Farley.
Great.
You got the Terminator. I would call Alice Cooper a cameo.
Oh, of course.
I also think you could make an argument for the product placement being cameos as well.
Okay.
Pepsi, Pizza Hut, Nuprin, they're all making cameos.
You know, I just also realized Ione Sky plays Rob Lowe's girlfriend at the beginning of the movie.
Oh, really?
When mm-hmm. she's like,
oh, that's
guys
right.
are so funny. Like, that's Ione Sky.
That's right. And she's only in that part.
Actress. Well,
that's crazy.
So I would count that as a cameo.
Definitely, because she's only in that one scene.
Oh, and what's her name? Dan Aykroyd's wife plays
Donna Dixon.
Yes.
Donna Dixon. The dream girl.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The Laverne and Shirley opening credits have a cameo, I would say.
That's true.
Yeah.
I think this is pretty high in cameos.
I would say Chia Pet, Clapper. They mentioned the Love Boat.
Okay. Yeah, all fair.
See, now isn't it funny that he
Delaware,
will be generous about cameos,
New York,
but when you talk about mannequins,
I'm gonna give it a 90.
90.
I'm gonna go 96.
96. I'm gonna do 100. I feel like there's what more do you need out of cameos?
I mean, honestly,
this is it.
You might have gotten us.
Honestly. Mm-hmm. All right, next category: memorial moments. Is there a moment where we think about dear Gregory? He used to love plein air painting. Someone who's passed, what we're remembering the past.
Oh, like somebody who's no longer with us is in
yeah,
this movie?
Remember how it used to be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think kind of you can make case all of Ed O'Neill's lines.
Oh, yeah.
In a way, or a memorial when he's thinking about, I was in the shit. You know what I mean?
Right.
He's talking about
yeah, yeah.
Thomas, his PTSD. Mm-hmm. But that was the only thing I noticed, really.
Yeah, I didn't have anything for this.
I'm going to go 0.
0.
I'm going to go 9 for Ed O'Neill.
Yeah, I'll go 11.
I do love that mm-hmm. character, though.
It's fun.
He's really funny.
I was expecting more, like, because in watching again, I was like, I don't fully remember what happens. I was like, does he have a big, like, I want him to have a bigger payoff.
Right.
Sometimes they just have funny things.
Sometimes it's just those are the days he was available.
Those are the days. All right, next category, a feels song. Is there a song in this movie that puts you in your feels?
I think when
Dreamweaver,
the sad part of Bohemian Rhapsody, the end
mm-hmm.
of it.
Right.
Yeah.
And there's also
honestly, all of Bohemian Rhapsody. Like,
sure.
It's true. And all Cassandra's stuff, too.
Garth whistling the Star Trek theme was kind of nice.
That's true.
Wistful.
Very wistful and whistling, was it?
Wistful whistling.
What about when, why you wanna break my heart?
Oh yeah.
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 Okay.
Yeah, she's singing.
This is gonna be a high one.
Do you like that song? Why You Wanna Break My Heart?
I mean, I like her rendition.
Is that a cover?
Okay.
Oh, I don't know.
You just like how she sings it.
Yeah, I think she's good.
It's very she's like the wind. From
yes.
Dirty
yeah.
Dancing.
Yes.
Same songwriter. So, what would you give this for a feel song?
75.
75. Yeah, I'm gonna go 73.
73. I'm going to go 80.
All right.
For those three I mentioned.
Nobody in this room has coronavirus, right?
Correct. Not that I know of.
Uh-oh.
We might. You might have it, for all we know.
Hmm.
All right, next. Speaking of, macabre on a scale of 0 to 100. How macabre is Wayne's World?
I feel like there's a couple little macabre moments.
Yeah.
Well, all of Ed O'Neill's
I think Ed O'Neill.
Thing.
Right.
I think there's a moment where Rob Lowe comes up to Garth and he's making a hand, like a robotic
right,
hand.
And bashes it with
yeah.
the hammer.
That's kind of macabre.
Killing that donut man.
Yep.
And
oh,
his guts
right.
fall out.
Yep.
That's
macabre
for sure.
I mean, is this Addams Family Values? No.
No.
But both released by Paramount.
Interesting.
Interesting. There's a through line.
Have y'all done that movie yet?
Yeah, it was 3. We just told you
yeah,
that.
Yeah, because that one is... You know, I don't remember every little fact.
Fair enough.
There's been a lot of these categories.
There's been a lot of numbers thrown at
yeah.
you today. So what would you give this on macabre?
Let's do 25.
25.
25.
What did Adam's Family Values get in this category?
100. I think 100.
Yeah.
300s across the board.
Yeah, I will give it a 20 for macabre.
20. I'll give it a 25 as well. There's some macabre stuff in here. Sure, why not?
Okay.
All right, next category. Vibrato on a scale of 0 to 100.
So vibrato, in addition to mean singing, also sort of means like an extra zhuzh, an extra sort of like more that's put on something that you enjoy. I think like you have literally like all the singing. So there's
guitar
that vibrato.
Guitar solos.
They're sort of like a vibrato.
A dog
what
with
about
a wig?
Like Chris Farley's cameo? Like
the gratuitous.
It's just
exposition.
But it's just so like he's so aggressive yet sincere.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go pick a fight. That line, that whole scene, like I hate my mother, I hate my father, and I hate my life, but I feel great, man. When I was little, my sister and I would like cry laughing. Like we thought that was so funny. I still text her that all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's, is that vibrato?
Sure. It's,
if
it
you
is
want
to
you.
To
be.
It is to me.
Great. Then how would that transfer into a number out of 100?
I'm going to say 20.
20 after all that. You text your sister. So
he's in it for 1 minute.
I'll give it a 27.
27. I'll give it a 25.
All right.
Okay. Next category. Wigs. On a scale of 0 to 100.
I mean, there's a ton of wigs in this movie.
There's a dog with a wig.
There's a dog with
Wayne
a wig.
Wayne and Garth.
Mm. Everyone in the heavy metal club.
Wait, that's not their real hair?
Mm-mm. I'm so sorry. The auto mechanic has that weird wig for some reason.
Everyone must have some kind of wig on. Yeah. It's insane. So few men have short hair in this movie.
What do you think, Jenny?
So, yeah, there's a lot of wigs.
Yeah.
But do you take points away because they're not like super obvious, like colorful fantasy wigs?
I think so.
Okay. It's up to you.
So I'm going to give it a 80.
80.
Yeah, that sounds right to me. I'm going to go 80 as well.
I'll also give it an 80.
But I like that I set the tone.
You did.
It does also seem like these are the exact same wigs they wore in the sketch.
Oh, of course.
You know, they didn't like, there's no budget increase for the wigs.
Right.
Like just stick
like, could you
works.
Just send them over? Thank you.
Thank you. Straight from Broadway. All right, next category, themes of mothers. Are there any themes you don't never see Wayne's
never
parents?
See his parents.
Although he lives with them.
Yeah.
I guess in that case, living with your mother is kind of maybe.
Maybe a point or two.
A point or two. It's not nothing. Oh, and very briefly during Bohemian Rhapsody, they mentioned.
Oh, yeah.
That's
Mama
true.
Just killed a man.
Yeah.
No, they start after that.
Mama, ooh.
They start on, I see a little silhouette of a
But at the end, doesn't he say mama at the end of the song?
No, it's any, nothing really matters.
Oh, you're right.
Anyone can see.
Oh, shit.
They
so
skip
we
the
can't
opening.
Count that.
You, I mean,
it's not in the movie.
I mean, it's up to you.
It's implied.
I'm going to give it a 5.
5.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a 5 as well.
5. I'll also give it a 5. Give it an average of 5. All right, next category, pool trouble.
0.
Yeah, I don't think there's,
yeah, there's no pool. Whether a swimming pool or a pool table, even though they evoke it.
They mention one, but
so I'm, you know what? I'm going to give it 2 because they mention it and we don't see it. And I have
and
trouble
that's
with
troubling?
That. That's troubling to me.
Troubling. I'm going to give it a 0.
Okay.
All right, next category, quips.
Oh.
How quippy is Wayne's World?
There's some quips. I would say there's some quips.
Mm-hmm.
Some quips.
Not.
Yeah, so it's... I'm going to give it a 70 for quips.
Would you say a catchphrase is a quip, or is a quip something you say like in the moment? You know what I mean?
I know, like quips feel more
quips
Oscar Wilde-y.
Retorts, right?
Yeah, like improv, like something you're just kind of like, it's almost like a sassy comeback.
Yeah, so that's what it sort of feels
but
like
they
more
do
than
that?
A.
Yeah, yeah, they're pretty like, you know.
I'm going to keep with my 70.
70, fair enough.
I'm going to go a little lower, but I'll give it a 50.
50.
I mean, it's a comedy. They tend to just be a little.
I'll give it 55.
Okay.
Pretty quippy. Not the quippiest. Next category, sassy best friends.
I mean, do we think Garth is sassy?
I think he is. I think he's passive aggressive, which could be sassy.
Sure. Passive aggressive sass.
Yeah.
Okay.
Passy?
Passy sassy?
Yeah.
Sass aggressive?
Is Wayne sassy? He's Garth's best friend.
I mean,
that's
he's
true.
Pretty sassy.
He's pretty sassy.
Is. So, I mean, the whole movie is about two best friends.
Yes.
So I'm going to say sassy best friend definitely applies, and it's a huge thread of the movie. So I'm going to give it a 90.
I'm
going to give it a 50.
50.
Because they're best friends, but I feel like Garth is not sassy. He feels very sort of, not anti-sassy, but unsassy.
But Wayne is pretty sassy.
He's pretty sassy, but he's half of it. Yeah, so he's the 50.
I'm going to give it an 80.
Okay.
Look at us going way higher.
Way higher.
Well, who gave it 2 for Felt?
Next category.
Not me.
On a scale of 0 to 100, shawls. How many shawls are
in
this movie?
I'm
going to
say probably none.
Yeah, I don't think there are. Is a snake a shawl?
I mean, sort of. It sort of hangs like a shawl.
Ridiculous.
It drapes like a
Let's
shawl.
Let's not be ridiculous.
Okay.
That snake's not keeping her arms warm.
She said it was asleep.
It's true. I'm going to say 0.
0.
I'm going to give it 9 for the snake.
9 for the snake. The living shawl.
Mm-hmm.
I'm giving it 0.
Okay.
All right, next category, footwork. On a scale of 0 to 100. Well,
there's a bunch.
We got $5,000.
Yep, there we got that.
$5,000.
And then Wayne and Garth do a lot of like funny walking.
Yeah, like the
Garth's Foxy Lady dance.
Mm-hmm.
That is a really...
And then Cassandra kicks that guy's ass. She was like a roundhouse kick.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to give it a 40.
40.
40 sounds good. I'm going 40 as well.
It's so satisfying when y'all agree with
Isn't
me.
Isn't it nice?
Yes.
So we should be better
hosts.
Because
I feel like I set the tone and then like that y'all agree. It's like I just, you know.
Like I did it right.
Yeah, it just feels very validating.
Mm-hmm.
I will also give it a 40.
It's like you put on the right song at a party.
Mm.
Yes.
Next category. A bold lip.
Lara Flynn Boyle had a big bold
it
red
sure
lip.
It sure is.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember any bold lips?
I mean, a few.
Lara Flynn Boyle definitely had like a very bold red lip.
Noah's wife, the guy who owns the arcade, his mm-hmm. wife, she had a bold lip.
I was thinking
she has a name, and it is Colleen Camp.
Who would I be?
Colleen Camp from Clue, another movie that
another
has
with
three
multiple
endings.
Yep.
Who would y'all play if you were in this movie?
Russell.
Who's Russell? Which one's Russell?
Rob Lowe's henchman. You could be Russell. Sure.
I think I would be the wife. I would be
Noah's wife.
Noah's wife.
You could do that.
Yeah. I think I'd be Terry.
Who is Terry? Oh,
I love you, man.
I can see you doing that.
Yeah.
Lee Turkus and I have the same birthday.
Well, then it's
there. You go.
Stars.
It's written in the stars. Meant to be.
So, what would you give this for a bold lip?
I mean, a 20.
20? You've seen bolder.
Yeah, I'll go 20 as well. It's all Lara Flynn Boyle.
Alice Cooper has a pretty bold lip.
That's true.
Ooh,
that's true.
Makeup coming down. That's pretty bold.
I agree with that. I'm going to give it 5 more for that.
Yep, I'll go 25 as well. Yep, 5 more.
Wow, look at me.
Mm-hmm.
25 as well. All right, next category. Wearing someone else's clothes.
Okay, here's what I think for this. My pitch for this one is the Laverne and Shirley opening.
I was going to say that because they're wearing Laverne and Shirley's clothes.
Yeah, yes. They're sort of just being like, we're these people now. We're someone else.
I feel like if they would go for it, they would just have them be in drag as Laverne and Shirley if they were to do it now, you know?
Mm-hmm. I mean, they're basically in drag.
I think that's it, though, right?
That's the only thing I would count because no one like pretends to be someone else.
Right. So 5?
5.
I'm going to give it 15.
15. I'll give it 15 as well for that Laverne and Shirley moment.
This is a song no one liked.
All right, next category. Witches on a scale of 0 to 100.
0.
I thought of something.
Oh, let's hear it.
This is a form of a witch.
Okay.
We often think it doesn't have to be all dark witches. What about Glinda the Good Witch?
Okay.
And every time we get that Dreamweaver moment with Donna Dixon, she has a real Glinda the Good Witch vibe to me.
Okay.
Because, like, Glinda the Good Witch also comes down surrounded by sparkles and, you know what I mean? And, like, in a Fantasia. So I would give her some points. It's very Glinda the Good Witch kind of energy.
Okay.
To that.
All right. I can see that.
I don't. I'm sticking with a 0.
Okay. I'm going to give it a 6.
I'm going to give it a 9.
Okay.
Glinda the Good Witch energy. All right. Next category. A lover turned friend.
I mean, do we think 100. Wayne and Garth experimented at some point in their beginning adolescence?
Either.
I don't either, but I'm just
someday.
Trying to put it out there.
They might someday.
He's like,
but
lover
this
turned
isn't the
enemy.
Day. I'm going to say 0.
0.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go 0 on this one, too. I'm
we
afraid.
Need to be fair.
Sure.
You know?
You're right.
Tough but fair.
Mm-hmm.
I'm giving 0 as well. All right, next category. Yeah. How tan is it? Well, Rob Lowe is pretty tan.
Yes, and there's one of the endings is Rob Lowe on the beach.
In the Hawaiian.
And with Tia Carrera tanning. So there's that.
But that's barely. I mean,
pasty.
It's barely. I mean, it's 2 or 3 points for that. I get
I'm
it.
I'm going to say 5.
5.
I'll go 5 as well.
5. I'm going to give it a 9 because I've never forgotten how tan he was in that shot.
All right.
It's one of the things I remember about
okay.
Wayne's World.
Left Fair. An impression.
All right. Next category. How Korean is it? So how Korean is Wayne's World?
0?
Yeah, I don't think it's very Korean.
It is not very Korean, no, I'm afraid.
Do y'all add categories? Oh, with every guest.
Yes,
okay,
yeah.
Got it.
Heck, you're about to add
you're
one.
You're about
There's
to
like
add one.
Oh, man.
One.
Okay.
After
I
this
can't
next
wait.
One.
All right, next category. Waiting in the wings.
I think Wayne and Garth are waiting in the wings. They want to
like their big shot.
For their big shot. Their show's waiting in the wings
kind of
to go
they
Cassandra.
They get a big shot and then they realize they don't want that.
But maybe that you have to start
But that's part of it.
One,
it's like there's that element is happening in the movie.
Interesting.
That they're like, we're waiting for a big moment of stardom.
And so is Cassandra and what Crucial Taunt, the name of her band.
First, I kept thinking it was Crucial Taint.
Sure.
That would have made
that
it a
was,
lot gayer,
that was
right?
the first draft.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's a crucial
Every taint.
Taint
is
I don't
crucial.
Know.
Without the taint, it's just your balls and your butt.
That's true. Yeah.
One would suck up the other two.
Waiting in the wings, I get that as a mood, and this is not that mood.
Really? I really think it's different because I think this is about people who've been waiting in the
what
wings
is that mood?
Who get
no
their
but
shot.
It's not, they have no, the whole point is that they have no ambition. They like being these local celebrities that get like burnouts with no
and
jobs.
And like kind of the opportunity comes to them.
And then they
They're
don't
exploring.
Really take it. Like they can't handle the fact that now they have to bow down to the corporate man, which we all have to do.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Do I like selling Rothy's? Not necessarily, but they're on my feet. Use code NATCH if you want your free shipping. You know what
sure,
I mean?
I do.
So I don't know. I'll give it a 10.
10.
I'm going to give it more because I do feel like that's kind of what this movie is about. It's about like, achieving showbiz stardom because yes they don't like actually go out and do it but like once it's offered to them they definitely want it or at least they think they want it and definitely like it is sort of turned on them and there's you know it isn't what they imagined it was going to be but I feel like it's about people who are like I want a bigger platform I want to be out there I want more so I think to me it feels more part of this movie so I'm gonna give it an 80
80
whoa
yeah I think it is like definitely like a huge part of this movie
I don't because literally the whole thing is that they can't keep jobs they're you know they can't even
but they want to be like if they didn't have to do this like arcade tie-in they would love to be doing their show at the level that they are offered it to it
yeah but the way you get paid is you have sponsors
yeah they hadn't sure. thought that through but they want they would but they are so
if
they
really wanted it they would have just done the arcade bit.
I think they just hadn't considered what it meant.
I'm sticking with my answer.
Fair
That's
enough.
Fair.
I'm giving it a 50. So give an average of 46.67.
Okay.
All right, Jackie. Time has come for you to
yes.
add a category.
Oh my God.
What can we add that to judge future movies on how gay they are?
Okay. I mean, I'm pretty surprised that catchphrases isn't a category.
Okay.
Do you think the more catchphrases a movie has, the gayer it is?
I mean, I don't know. The other one I was going to do is very straight.
What is it?
What is it?
I was going to do headbanging.
That's very
Oh, that's
straight.
Very straight.
It's too straight.
I think there's
right?
something, though, like, I understand there's it a little bit overlaps with quips, but I think there's something about catchphrases like most like really gay movies have like the classic line that you will recount, like a no
right.
wire hangers or like, but you are in that chair, you know, stuff like that,
right.
that like people with that becomes sort of catchphrases for
it
people.
It sort of takes on its own life outside of the piece.
Yeah.
Because you know that reference even if you haven't seen the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that word we're looking for isn't catchphrases. Maybe it's like memorable quotes, like quotes to remember, like would make the AFI top quotes. You know what I mean? Because
right.
I feel it's less
quotable.
Catchphrase
wait,
is
wait,
more
wait.
Quotable.
Here we go. Yeah.
Wait, I got it.
Let's hear it.
Go.
Usage of a Queen song.
A Usage of a Queen song. Now, is it always capital Q Queen, or could it be like there's a lot of Boy George in this movie?
Oh, I was thinking Queen the band.
Okay.
Because you could argue Freddie Mercury is a queer icon.
I think mm-hmm. that's fair to say.
Yes.
And no, and I mean, I'm having a hard time recalling, unless y'all do Bohemian Rhapsody. Which you've probably done, right?
We
nope.
haven't.
We have
there
not.
There you go. That one will get a very high score.
It would. I would hope it would do very well.
Yeah.
So what would you give Wayne's World for a
100!
Queen song?
100! Are you kidding?
Yeah, I mean, you
this
have to
song,
give it 100.
This movie like made that song come back on the charts.
Yeah.
Resurrected their careers.
It resurrected their careers.
The song charted higher because of this movie the second time it came out than it, when it originally came
I
out.
Mean, come on.
Isn't that crazy?
What are you going to give it, John?
You have to give it 100.
Then I, all too, have to give it 100. giving it 100.
All righty. So now
we're to the bonus points category.
So there are a couple categories that they're not. It's not a scale of 1 to 100. It's just like yes or no.
Okay.
We all
can't
agree
wait.
Enough. All
right. So plus 15% bonus points for a positive portrayal of homosexuality.
No.
There's no, happen. So it doesn't get that bonus.
And then also straight actors playing gay roles, -5% each instance.
But that
no.
doesn't happen.
No.
And then finally, -50% points if this is the movie Cruising.
This is not the
it
movie Cruising,
not.
So it is not
it
going
is
to
not.
Be penalized okay. 50% of its points.
So out of a possible 4,300 points.
Oh my God, I cannot wait to find out.
Wayne's World has scored 1,266.33, giving it a percentage of 29.45, making it the 33 gayest movie ever. Not as gay as Supergirl, but gayer than The Third Man.
There you
there
go.
You go. There
that
you
feels
go.
Pretty good.
That feels
yeah.
right.
That mm-hmm. feels right.
Yeah, yeah, some of those new categories definitely helped it go up.
That's sure. true.
You know, mm-hmm. because I think just looking at it, you would not think it would be even that high.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But there's, I think it, I was surprised by the cameos. And you
the
know.
Cameos definitely helped.
Your list of camp
Wigs.
Stuff, I can't wait to re-listen to that.
Okay, great.
Because it was my favorite part.
Well, thank you so much for being here.
Yes, Jackie.
Jackie.
I'm so honored.
Is there anything you would like to plug, promote, or shill for at this moment?
I mean, you can listen to Nash Butte, my podcast about makeup, skincare, beauty, self-care. Comes
okay.
out every Thursday.
Great.
And so check it out.
Great.
Great. Any way, place we can follow you on any socials or anything like that?
You can follow, Jackie Johnson, Jackie Michelle Johnson on Twitter. No, on Instagram, Jackie_Michelle on Twitter with one L. I know it's annoying.
Wow. All right.
When your name is Jackie yeah. Johnson, everything was taken.
There's that newscaster.
Yes, she took everything. Mm-hmm. You can't find me on Google. It's a nightmare. I just joined TikTok and everything was taken again.
Oh, boy.
I know. Are y'all on TikTok?
No.
I'm telling you, y'all got to get on
What are you
it.
Doing on TikTok?
Well, nothing. Oh, my God. I posted.
What's your TikTok handle?
I think it's Jackie_Michelle with one L like Twitter because oh, everything boy. Was taken. I know.
Even Natch Butte?
Oh, I didn't even try.
You better,
I'm an idiot.
You better get that before this podcast comes out.
I am. On the way home. On the way home, I'm doing it.
Don't sign up for TikTok and drive, Jackie. Have you been reading
we'll,
that post?
We'll
billboard?
See. We'll see.
Okay.
Anyway, y'all should get on it.
All righty.
Yeah.
We won't.
Okay. We'll be right back. We're back. Well, how was it for you revisiting Wayne's World after all
I had
these
a good
years?
Time. I enjoyed watching it. It made me nostalgic. I felt nice.
I wouldn't say I felt nostalgic, but I was like, this as a movie that is a sketch movie, I think it's very good.
It's probably the best, and like it is, I think it's the best SNL movie. I think that's not saying much, but...
Yeah, I'm trying to think what.
It's also
what
on,
all the
they don't
other
make
ones?
An hour and 35 comedies. And every comedy movie that comes out now is
like over 2 hours.
Or it's like a crime element to it. Like we're like embroiled with these like crooks. You know, there's like, but this is just like pretty low stakes and it's just mm-hmm. nice. I don't know. It works.
It is interesting though. I was talking with someone about it today when I was like, oh, yeah, I have to watch Wayne's World. They're like, it's such a weird movie to be just randomly watching in 2020.
I guess because you never it's there's no current cultural relevance.
Right. Yeah.
Anymore.
But also. But speaking
Wayne's
of
World.
That, we were just talking about like Mike Myers and how just sort of fascinating was how like in the 90s, he was like the funniest guy. And then it just became like, nope,
right.
not at all. And like not even someone who like you could say someone like maybe like I don't know, like Adam Sandler, like he's obviously not making the top comedies right now. But
sure.
like you look back on his movies or you think of his movies fondly or like, oh, yeah.
Right.
Whereas I feel like with Mike Myers. It feels like people have just sort of soured on him in general.
Possibly. He was in Bohemian Rhapsody, funnily enough.
Well, yeah, because of Wayne's World.
Yeah. But there's also Tommy Boy, which is good, I would say.
That's a
Mark SNL
Myers?
Movie. Well, it's like, you know, Chris Farley, and I guess it's not a true SNL movie.
Oh, it's not based on characters that they've done before.
The other one that is that people love is MacGruber.
Oh, which I haven't seen.
It's good. Don't get me wrong, it's good. But there is a scene where MacGruber is disgusted to find out somebody is gay. And I think the joke is like, oh, it's funny that he's homophobic, but like, no.
No. Nope, he's just homophobic.
Yeah.
But you know who aren't homophobic, Mark?
Yeah.
Our listeners.
I don't know that.
That's true. Some of you could be hate listening to us. If you are, I'm sure there's better things to do with your time. But anyway, we've got some emails. We have an email today. Well, let's do iTunes first because those are quick and quippy. First, we have one from Beatra. She says, so fun. She said, heard you on Murder, She Wrote podcast and thought you were so funny. Love Tool Queens. Thanks for keeping the mood light and happy. It's just what the world needs more of. And then rainbow heart, double heart, stars.
Great.
Well, thank you. Isn't that sweet?
We think the world needs more of us, too.
We're happy to be there for the world. And yes, Murder, She Wrote is a podcast we're both on. That's a lot of fun. If you like Murder, She Wrote, you should.
It's called Murder, She Spoke.
Oh, Murder, She Spoke. Well, she wrote Murder, She Wrote, which is wrong. But yeah. Oh, yeah. Murder, We Spoke.
Murder, We Spoke.
Great. That's great.
It's great.
Check that out.
Check it out. A lot of fun.
Another review we have here from, I don't know how to pronounce this. It's Jerbically. Love, 5 stars, says this podcast is hilarious. I love these guys. First heard them on High and Mighty, and I'm a fan for life. Well, thank you.
That's for life.
For life. That's quite a contract you signed.
We're going to be doing this until we're dead.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we could stop doing this and they could still be fans.
They
can
still
I love Lucy.
That's true. I still love her. Thank you, guys. That's very sweet. We appreciate, love hearing that. We also have an email. This comes from Eric Marshall, and he says, hello from Canada.
Hey.
Oh, hey, one of our international listeners. Hello, Eric. As a big fan, subscriber, and old queen myself, hello. I must take umbrage with the 0 given to beaches in the category of caper music. Okay, here we go. Otto Titzling is, in fact, a caper set to music. The song itself describes Philip de Brazier's plot and execution of the caper using caper-like words such as lurking and crept. As such, it would seem that beaches would deserve far, far better than the 0 awarded.
You're probably okay. Right. What
he's very right. Well, let me just finish this off. Thank you for making my commute to work fun. The fact that I was riled up enough to write an email about a movie I don't even care for is a testament to how entertaining and funny you both are. Love the podcast and love the overly complicated scoring system. Keep up the great work. Regards, Riled Up in Toronto. You know what, Eric? You're correct. As soon as I read your email, I was like, God damn it. I can't believe we missed that one.
And if there's one thing this podcast is about, it's getting riled up about a movie you don't care about.
Yes. Exactly. Well, I'm so glad. Thank you so much for reaching out to us, Eric. I'm so glad you like our commute. We help you make your commute better. Yeah. Sorry. I'm glad you like our commute.
We love hearing from you
guys.
Yes,
we love hearing from all of our listeners, especially the international ones. I think that's so fun. It tickles me when I see what weird far-reaching places our podcast is being downloaded at.
Is
there anything else?
The change is coming.
We have announced it, but we've got one more movie before the big change.
One more movie before the big change.
Why don't you let people know what this movie is and who our guest is?
Well, the movie is Mike Leigh's Gilbert and Sullivan biofilm, or it's
sort
about
of
a historical drama, mm-hmm. biographical, topsy-turvy.
Yes.
And our guest is the one and only Paul F. Tompkins.
I know. Isn't that exciting?
I'm very excited.
I am very excited.
He's
for this
the whole reason I'm in alternative comedy. I will explain next week.
Oh, I can't wait. Very, very exciting.
He has no idea what he's walking into.
And we won't let him leave.
So follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Two Old Queens, T-W-O Old Queens.
Yes, and you can email us at Two Old Queens, also T-W-O Old Queens at gmail.com. We love to hear from you. Let us know when we get something wrong. We definitely got that Beaches thing wrong. I'm
or
sorry,
let us
Ben,
know
we
when
did
we
did
get
wrong.
Something right.
Yes, the world needs love. We love positive reinforcement. But yes, that is it. Goodbye.
Now it's time for credits. Produced by Alex Arche. Music by Danny Cohen. Art by Connie Shin. See you next Wednesday. Bye!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.